Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia is set to embark on a major wave of institutional reforms aimed at strengthening governance, tackling corruption, and empowering the next generation of leaders, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim announced on Monday. Addressing civil servants, Anwar outlined plans to introduce a parliamentary bill limiting the tenure of prime ministers to a maximum of 10 years, fulfilling a key pledge of his 2022 election platform. He said the reform is intended to promote leadership renewal and ensure that fresh ideas and perspectives can shape the country's future. In a bid to enhance judicial independence, Anwar said the government will also separate the role of the Attorney General as the government's chief legal advisor from the function of leading public prosecutions. This measure is aimed at reducing political influence in the justice system and restoring public confidence in the rule of law. The reforms extend beyond the judiciary. Anwar revealed plans for an ombudsman law that will give citizens a formal channel to raise governance complaints, as well as a freedom of information law to ensure transparency in public projects and prevent misuse of authority. Since assuming office on an anti-corruption platform, Anwar has faced scrutiny over the pace of reforms. On Monday, he acknowledged the challenges but emphasized the government's commitment to rooting out systemic corruption and creating a more accountable public sector. Everyone has a term limit. If given enough time to deliver, it is better to hand over to the next generation, Anwar said, highlighting his vision of Malaysia as a country where leadership is responsible, transparent, and accountable. The package of reforms signals a renewed push for governance excellence and promises to strengthen institutions, empower citizens, and reinforce Malaysia's democratic foundations over the coming years.